Welcome to my monthly podcast titled Becoming a Sage. My name is Jan Fried, but you can call me Dr. Jan. I blog about leading, living, and saging, or positive aging. I'm passionate about helping people get from where they are to where they want to be, particularly in the second half of life. I also say I'm out to retire the word retirement. We are not retiring, but we're moving on to something else, and I believe it takes time and intentional thought to successfully move on to what's next in life. Today, I'm interviewing Marcy Alberher. Marcy is one of the nation's leading authorities on career issues and workplace trends. A former blogger and columnist for the New York Times, her latest book is The Encore Career Handbook, How to Make a Living and Difference in the Second Half of Life. She is regularly called upon for commentary in media outlets around the world, and she's been interviewed by countless news organizations, including NBC's Today and Nightly News, National Public Radio, AARP, the International Herald Tribune, and USA Today. Marcy serves on the board of directors of Girls Right Now and is a mentor editor for the Op-Ed Project. Earlier in her career, Marcy spent a decade practicing law. Well, welcome to the series, Marcy.
Oh, it's so nice to be here, Jan.
Well, I first became familiar with Marcy through your books, and I read every column you wrote for the New York Times, and I was very sad when those columns disappeared, and so I'm honored to be interviewing you today. So I just have a few questions. So tell us more about an encore career, and why is everybody talking about them now?
Sure. So the encore career language really became popular through some work that happened at encore.org, the organization where I now work. And really, it's a new chapter of work has opened up now that people are having longer working lives. And the second half of life, as you're focused, is often a time of continued work rather than retirement. But many people are looking for a new chapter. They may be different than what came before. And we specifically talk about an encore career as a new stage of work that's focused on social impact and that often combines purpose, passion, and a paycheck too.
Oh, I like that. I'm taking some notes here because I always like purpose, passion, and a paycheck. Yeah. Social aspects. Well, give a few examples.
So, I mean, it could really be, anything that has to do with using your skills and accumulated experience to do something that has kind of a purpose beyond yourself. So we really do focus on work that has a kind of a greater good emphasis. So lots of people find that they want to work in ways that help the world, help communities, particularly help young people. So we see lots of people retooling to work in classroom settings to do roles that involve mentoring. Healthcare is a huge area where there is kind of a jobs explosion and lots of opportunity for work for people of all ages. But we do see that a lot of people who have a lot of life experience, who maybe have experienced a health challenge of their own or, cared for a loved one through a health situation, are often really suited to do work that involves understanding the healthcare system or what caregiving involves.
Exactly. Well, why did you get involved in this kind of work? I mean, I know I have a story that goes, inspired me, but why did you get involved?
Well, I think I had a combination of things. So I've been really a student of work and careers for two decades now. And I went through an early career change of my own. I was a lawyer and then I became a journalist and I had to figure out my way, navigate my way through that career change. And I was pretty young when I did it. I was 39 and I still found that quite difficult to do. I think we don't have the proper supports in place to help people make mid and late career transitions. And as we have an increasingly aging population, we don't have enough models for what a long career looks like and how we continue to learn and grow and shift at all the stages of our career. So I was very interested in personally and as a journalist, career shifting was my focus. But I learned about the work that was being done by Encore.org while I was writing for the New York Times. And I was just very impressed with the idea of an organization that was dedicated to trying to normalize these ideas and put into place perhaps some new models and elevate innovative practices so that people don't have to figure this out on their own. And it doesn't have to be a do-it-yourself project, but Encore has done a lot of work to influence higher education and to influence employers and how employers are thinking about the talents that older people bring to a workplace and to communities. So I was really interested in joining an organization that was trying to think about systemic change rather than putting this all under the individual to figure out for ourselves.
Yeah, no, I think that's the perfect place. And what advice would you give to someone preparing for an Encore career?
I think the main thing to keep in mind is we all have to be constantly learning all the time, learning and growing and being open to. And, you know, what's interesting to me is that young people think about this as they're starting their careers now. I was just at an instance where I was giving, I was actually at a hair salon getting my hair cut. And there was a young woman there who is building her business on the side. She does hair color. And she was talking to me about how she doesn't like doing Instagram, but it's really important today to have digital literacy. And she said, even though I don't like it, I'm forcing myself to learn it. I just think it's such a critical skill today. And I said, wow, I could be having the same conversation with a 50 or 60 year old or a 70 year old who's trying to remain relevant. It's so important that all of us have that mindset and realize that you should never stop learning, because that's what's going to allow us to continue to have an impact as we age.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Now, you know, I do some coaching myself, and I've actually done some writing on this too, but I wrote an article called The Unconscious Bias, What's Age Got to Do With It? And this whole idea that maybe people don't think that they are biased about age, but I do believe there's ageism in the workplace. So what would you say about that?
Oh, there is definitely ageism in the workplace. Mm-hmm. I think, ageism is really trending right now. I think there's been some really great investigative reporting done out in the world. And most survey shows that most job seekers over the age of 40, 45 are feel that they have experienced some form of ageism in the workplace. So that is real. I think when it comes to unconscious bias, one thing I always like to emphasize is that ageism does go both ways. So obviously it's out there in the world, but I think ageism is often internalized in ourselves. Like, do we sometimes judge ourselves harshly for our own age? Do we make comments about what we, you know, do we have our own sense of what we don't think we're capable of? I think we really have to check our own views about, are we internalizing some of that ageism, and are we even feeling ageist towards people who may be older than us? I mean, that happens all the time. And are we kind of holding ageist beliefs about people who are younger? Ageism runs in all directions. I've so often heard a group of older people discount the experience of a young person. And I think young people feel that when they're trying to get on the ladder to a career where that first job is so hard to do because a lot of people don't recognize what they bring to the table. So I think if we're going to get away from those unconscious biases, we should just admit that they happen in lots of different directions.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Very good point. Well, what's your hope for the future? What needs to change so that all of us can continue to contribute, whether, you know, we call it an Encore career or some kind of involvement engagement?
So I think one of the most important things is we need to get proximate to each other. We need to live in a world that is less age segregated. So very often we have workplaces where older people are banished, or we have we don't have any connections between where schools are and senior housing are. And often those things are now being, in some innovative models, are being co-located. What would it be like if we had community centers rather than childcare centers and senior centers? What would it be like if we all ran into each other more in the kind of old village environment? And how could we create new models for doing that in the world that we live in today? So how can we age integrate all the institutions of life, from higher education, from where we live, to where we work, to where we play?
That is fascinating. Wow. Yeah, and that'll take some work, and that'll take some time, and I'm sure Encore's, you know, busy working on this. Well, given what your experience, your contacts, your relationship with Mark Friedman, whose new book, How to Live Forever, is just out. I've got it, but I haven't had a chance to read it yet, but that was a nice piece about him in the New York Times. Given all of those things, what else should I have asked you that our listeners would want to know on this topic?
Well, I think one thing would be like, what can you do if you want to live a more age-integrated life? And I would suggest you check out our website, encore.org, or imgen2gen.org. We have a very active campaign right now called Gen to Gen, which is all about connecting the generations. And we have all kinds of opportunities. So if you sign up for our newsletters or follow us on social media or follow me on social media, I think you'll get lots of ideas for how to maybe apply these things in your life. As Jan said, my colleague Mark has a new book out called How to Live Forever. He's on a national tour right now, actually with some international stops as well. It would be great to go see him in one of his tour cities and really try to think about how you can apply these ideas in your own life.
Perfect. Well, Marcy, thank you very much. This has been very interesting. Good resources, good ideas, and certainly has me thinking. So, you know, my focus is helping people live the rest of life to be the best of life, and I think your advice will be very helpful. So thank you very much.
It's a pleasure, Jan.
Bye-bye.